USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A time to celebrate our independence.
Today we celebrate America. Our freedom, our liberty, our independence. The 4th of July is a sacred day in our country. A day of history, of hope, remembrance and resolve, of promise and possibilities. Before me stands monuments of the greatest and the goodness of our nation.
President Biden speaking at a White House event to celebrate July 4th. During his speech, he also touted the progress the nation has made against the coronavirus pandemic, despite missing his goal of getting 70% of adults vaccinated. The White House event hosted more than 1,000 people on the South Lawn, mostly invited military families and essential workers. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A national recall has been announced by the country's largest chicken producer over listeria fears. Jeremy Scott reports.
Tyson Foods is recalling nearly 8.5 million pounds of its frozen, fully cooked chicken over fears of possible listeria contamination. The products were made at a plant in Missouri between last December and April. The products are shipped nationwide to retailers and institutions, including hospitals, nursing facilities, restaurants, schools, and Department of Defense locations. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service said two people became ill with listeriosis. Tyson says in a statement, while there is no conclusive evidence that the products were contaminated at the time of shipment, the voluntary recall is being initiated out of an abundance of caution. To be safe, you should throw out the chicken or return it to the store. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the company behind the canceled Keystone XL pipeline is seeking financial compensation from the federal government. TC Energy says it will file a claim under the North American Free Trade Agreement for more than $15 billion worth of damages for the revocation of their permit to build the pipeline. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan has entered its final phase after forces withdrew last week from Bagram Air Base, the main American base in the country. Many still believe that some military presence in the country is necessary to keep the Taliban from taking control of the country. Representative Michael McCaul says there are worries that U.S. troops will have to go back into Afghanistan in the future. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he's worried for the immediate safety of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul.
When you look at the IC assessment, that'd be the intelligence community's assessment, some reporting that within 6 months, the Taliban could completely take over the country, including Bagram Air Base. It's quite frightening, and they have gone on quite an offensive right now in the more rural areas, and they're poised to take over provincial capitals once our troops are finally out of there. It looks like within a month will be completely withdrawn. My criticism, we can debate how long to stay there, but my criticism is the lack of planning and preparation for this. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I worry. Also, when I met with President Ghani last week, Mike, they talked about his team about this is going to be the year of the jihad. What do they mean by that? It means all the young males in Pakistan at the madrasas are poised with the Taliban to pour over into Afghanistan. And you're going to see a major civil war take place.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.